From Tidbits on January 13th, 2014, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Josh Centers and Kirk McLaren discuss CES on the Tech Night Owl. Tidbits Magic editor Josh Centers and Tech Control author Kirk McLaren took turns discussing this year's Consumer Electronics Show with host Gene Steinberg on the latest installment of the Tech Night Owl Live. The story behind $999.99 iPhone apps. The maximum price of an App Store app is $999.99. And yes, some cost that much. Mike Winter, writing for the unofficial Apple weblog, reveals that some of those expensive apps are an elaborate scam to rig App Store rankings. The scam works by bumping up an app's price to $1,000, having a second party buy multiple copies, which moves the app near the head of the top grossing list, and then, with the increased attention, lowering the app's price to a reasonable figure and raking in the sales. But other developers, like Sergey Grachkov, who sells his Fleas game for $999.99, do it simply because users keep buying. T-Mobile will pay your early termination fee. Want to switch to T-Mobile but are stuck in an existing cell phone contract? The magenta-tinted carrier will pay up to $350 in early termination fees when you sign up, as well as up to $300 in credit for existing devices. With T-Mobile now carrying the iPhone 5S, as well as offering innovative service plans, this might be a good time to make the switch, if there's decent coverage in your area. The real business of CES. Most people think of the Consumer Electronics Show as a showcase for the sort of gadgets and gizmos that Jeff Porton has been profiling here on Tidbits. But for many of its annual attendees, CES is actually a marketplace where much of the action happens behind closed doors. The Verge's Russell Brandon tagged along with Lucas Toms, a buyer for quirky electronics retailer Grand Street, for this fascinating look at the real business of CES. Mac gaming through the eyes of a porting house. Richard Moss of Eurogamer.net profiled Aspire Media, looking at the history of gaming on the Mac and the challenges that Mac game publishers face, like having to create separate versions of each game for the App Store and Steam. It has been a long and winding road for Aspire, and to this day, no one is sure if Apple cares about Mac gaming, making the case for print books in libraries. Bexar County, Texas has built a $2.3 million library with no physical books. Every book available in the bibliothek is digital, and self-described grumpy old man, Glenn Fleischman, author of numerous Take Control ebooks himself and publisher of the magazine, doesn't like it. Fleischman outlines several problems that library ebooks have when compared to the print editions, including accessibility to the poor, destructive DRM, restrictive licensing agreements, and a lack of older or obscure titles in digital formats. AT&T announces sponsored data. At CES, AT&T announced a new sponsored data program that would push some of the cost of mobile data onto content providers. The program works like this. A company like Netflix would pay AT&T, and in turn, mobile usage of Netflix would not count against AT&T customers' data caps. Many are concerned that the plan, which would effectively give deep-pocketed companies priority, could be bad for internet neutrality in the long run. A profile of new Apple retail head Angela Arnst. Jeff Chu, writing for Fast Company, has profiled incoming Apple retail chief Angela Arnst. While the pressure facing her is immense, the outgoing Burberry CEO seems to have what it takes to lead the Apple Store into the future. At Burberry, she tripled revenue, restored Burberry's reputation for innovation with store technology upgrades, and turned her employees into ecstatic brand ambassadors. Chu's profile paints her as having much in common with late Apple CEO Steve Jobs, including a knack for snappy answers to stupid questions. Joe Kissel talks iCloud on Mac Voices. Our own Joe Kissel joined Mac Voices host Chuck Joyner to discuss the just-released Take Control of iCloud 2nd Edition, a must-have for Apple users. Joe discusses the full range of Apple's cloud offerings, including iCloud Keychain, Contacts, Calendars, Documents in the Cloud, and even Apple TV. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.